Handling family arguments the healthy way. Self-development practices that rebuild trust. Family arguments are inevitable. Whether it's about money, responsibilities, or old wounds, conflict can quickly erode trust if it isn't handled with care. Arguments at home don't just end when the shouting stops. They leave behind tension, hurt feelings, and broken trust. What you may not know is that self-development is a tried and tested way to help you navigate disagreements with your loved ones in healthier ways. Believe it or not, working on yourself first works wonders to help you rebuild broken trust and strengthen your relationships. It's easier to ruminate over how others have hurt you, isn't it? Well, we're here to show you how the opposite is usually the truth you may not realize you need to face. Key areas where self-development changes perspective. Exercise self-awareness before you speak. We've all been there. A family argument that spirals faster than we expected, leaving us wondering how to repair the damage. Arguments normally escalate because we react without taking time to think. Self-awareness begins with learning to recognize your own triggers. Ask yourself, why does this issue make me so defensive? By practicing self-awareness, you gain the ability to pause, breathe, and respond thoughtfully instead of lashing out. This small switch can prevent unnecessary hurt and keep the conversation constructive. Replace blame with I statements. One of the simplest self-development practices is changing how you phrase your concerns. Instead of saying, "You never listen to me," try, "I feel unheard when decisions are made without me." This reframing reduces defensiveness and opens the door to genuine dialogue. This doesn't mean sugarcoating your words, but expressing your needs in a way that invites trust instead of shutting it down. Practice emotional regulation in the heat of conflict. Healthy handling of family arguments requires emotional steadiness. Self-development teaches techniques like grounding exercises, journaling, or even taking a short walk before responding. These practices help you regulate anger or frustration so you can return to the conversation with clarity. When family members see you staying calm, it models maturity and encourages them to mirror that behavior. Set boundaries without guilt. Arguments often spiral when boundaries are unclear. This means emphasizing the importance of defining what you will and won't accept. For example, you might say, "I'm willing to discuss this, but not if voices are raised." Boundaries protect your emotional health and signal to others that respect is non-negotiable. Over time, consistent boundaries rebuild trust because they show reliability and self-respect. Learn the skill of repair. Conflict isn't the end of trust. It's the opportunity to repair it. Self-development encourages you to take responsibility for your part, even if it's small. A sincere apology, paired with a commitment to change, can be powerful. Repair also means following through on promises, whether that's showing up on time or keeping confidences. These simple actions rebuild trust, brick by brick. Reframe arguments as growth opportunities. Instead of viewing family arguments as failures, self-development helps you see them as moments of growth. Ask yourself, what can I learn about myself here? Maybe you discover a tendency to avoid hard conversations, or perhaps you realize you need to listen more. By reframing conflict as a chance to grow, you reduce shame and increase resilience in your relationships. Use faith and values as anchors. For many, faith is a guiding force in self-development. When family arguments feel overwhelming, grounding yourself in shared values, like compassion, forgiveness, or patience, can turn the tone around. Reminding yourself of these anchors helps you respond in ways that align with your deeper beliefs, making reconciliation more authentic and lasting. Build a personal conflict toolkit. Self-development isn't just theory. It's a proven way of creating practical habits you can rely on. Your self-development toolkit might include a journal for processing emotions before speaking, a list of calming techniques, deep breathing, prayer, stretching, a written commitment to using more I statements, a boundary script you can lean on when conversations get heated. Having these easy tools ready makes it easier to handle arguments in healthier ways, even when emotions run high. Disagreements are part of family life, but they don't have to destroy the connection. Healthy conflict management through self-development doesn't just stop arguments. It rebuilds trust. Over time, family members notice your consistency, calmness, and willingness to repair. This creates a safer environment where everyone feels heard and respected. Trust isn't rebuilt overnight, but with steady self-development practices, it becomes stronger than before. Faith-based counseling for family arguments. Family arguments don't have to leave lasting scars. By investing in emotional self-development, through self-awareness, emotional regulation, boundary setting, and repair, you can transform conflict into an opportunity for deeper connection. The healthiest way to handle disagreements isn't about avoiding them, but about approaching them with tools that rebuild trust and strengthen family bonds. If you feel like you need to talk to a professional about some deeper hurts you're struggling to move past on your own, help is not far. Call the numbers listed here and find out how to schedule your first counseling session with a life coach near you.